the gifts and the power. I was made a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Ephesians 3:7. What are some of the most wonderful gifts you have ever received? What made them special? And were they tangible gifts or intangible? Most of us would agree that the greatest gift ever given was the gift of Jesus. And it is summed up in John 3:16. For God loved the world in this way, that he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. The moment we received the good news of Jesus, which changed our lives forever, was the moment we were handed an irreplaceable gift that needed to be shared. Yet we are often held back from sharing Jesus with others by fears of rejection, inadequacy, or our own hesitation. However, what if we were to take that gift and be ready to share it at a moment's notice? Not relying on our own abilities, but relying fully on the power of the Holy Spirit. There is benefit in knowing how to explain the gospel to others according to the scriptures. By studying God's word, we can prepare ourselves to communicate the good news simply and clearly. But it's never our job to make people believe. Like Paul, who said, I was made a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power, Ephesians 3:7, we too are equipped with the truth by God's grace alone. It is not of ourselves, for ourselves, or by ourselves that we are able to share Jesus, the greatest gift of all. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. And once we realize this, sharing the gospel will become easier. For the working of his power is mighty to save, and his grace always leads the way. Lord, help me to share the gospel as you lead. For a deeper walk, read 1 Peter 3:13-15. The purpose for this podcast is wake up, your life matters. And I hope that this word has really encouraged you today, the gift and the power. Have a wonderful evening. Until next time, I am Pastor Deborah Ann Gilmore, saying to you, Happy Valentine's Day.